Hello, everybody. It's Relentless again on BlowTopSecret.com with a quick little chit-chat. This is actually take two, and I know I said I was going to stop doing take twos or whatnot, but I'm trying not to let my podcast get too long, and they're getting longer. So I'm going to redo this just to make it shorter. I have a really busy schedule for the next 2.5 weeks. We're in a situation where we put our house on the market, couldn't find anything in the section of town where we wanted to live, so we bought a lot. I jumped on a lot, big time. I jumped on it fast. Lots are going very quickly down here. Found the perfect street, perfect situation, just what we were looking for. It was all I could do to get my realtor to get the contract on this before somebody else jumped on it. And the day after we closed on that, which was a mere week after being in contract to sell this house, so I basically went to contract on the land before the house was sold. The day after we closed on the land, we actually found a house in the section of town where we want to live. Okay, major problem. I'm going to stop saying basically, really. That's like my, I use that word just for filler, I think. I have to stop doing it. Anyway, so now the only way I can swing this is I've got to close on the sale the same day as I close on the purchase, because I also have half the proceeds of the sale of this house tied up in the purchase of the land. I don't know how I got into this mess. But, you know, it's not like we were looking. We had decided to build. We were talking to a builder. And this woman stumbled by and said, "Oh, I'm a realtor. I'm having an open house. Why don't you stop by?" She was over here for another reason. We stopped by and DH wanted the house. And, well, so there you go. It got a little complicated. Anyway, there's nothing I hate more than moving. And I have always promised myself every time it's happened, it will never happen again. But somehow it does. So I have 2.5 weeks to pack up and get out. And the bottom line is, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. I have a lot of things to do. But things are a little hairy at work at the moment, and I need some relaxation time. And don't ask me why. This has become for me a relaxing outlet. I'm a little concerned about myself because of that fact. But over the next 2.5 weeks, I really shouldn't be podcasting much. And if I am, something's going to go wrong. So I hope I restrain myself and just get down to business. There's a lot of things I got to do. And if anyone wants an excellent lot in Florida, in the fastest growing city in the country, I've got one and I'm selling it at cost, okay? There you go. That would really uncomplicate matters for the close on the sale and the buy, but I'm not overly concerned about that. I can sell a lot in a month or two. It's just the timing's not quite right for the close on the purchase of the new house. So luckily, I'm basically an accountant, and financially, I've, since all of this came up a week ago Saturday, which is, 10 days ago, I have not only qualified for the mortgage on the sale, but they actually have everything they need. They could close tomorrow, my bank, anyway. So I'm not worried about that, but packing stinks. There's nothing worse in the world, and I'm physically not in the best condition for packing. Of course, we're hiring a mover, but I still want to pack because one of my other ATS friends apparently knows something about moving companies and said, "Look, for your own sake, just, you know, your dressers, your drawers, your closets, your personals, pack those yourself and move them yourself." Okay, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to know. But I got a lot to do. So this is basically just a little update. I'm really enjoying the podcasting, but I'm probably over the next 2.5 weeks going to be listening more than contributing. And when I come back, there's probably going to be some benign stuff in the middle, like this. Hello. When I come back, I'm going to give myself some time to come back with a bang and go after all of you who need a talking to. And maybe learn some bells and whistles from Podcasting 101. Thanks to everybody who's contributing to that. Okay, Relentless, saying goodnight. Love you. Bye.